What should I say? Peter, James, and John had the ultimate mountaintop experience. Awesome, frightening, humbling, perhaps ego-boosting. After all, where were the other nine? Impetuous Peter, for once, was nearly struck dumb, but not quite. So fearful was he that he began to ramble on and on. He didn't know what to say, but he felt the distinct need to say something. He voiced his plans to build three shrines. God's voice pointed him to Jesus. Listen to him. Good advice for me too. As a lover of words, I always seek to say the right thing. When a friend is suffering heartache, I want to find the words to heal. At the funeral home, I sometimes ache to say just the right words to comfort. But I am learning that what is often best are fewer words and more pointing to Jesus alone. In my own mountaintop moments, I, like Peter, sometimes want to gush my feelings about the event. The moment I do, I have taken my eyes off him and turned them to me. Some things just need to be kept and pondered in the heart. And then, when the timing is right, those insights can be shared with more clarity. They can be shared with more of him and less of me. Dear God, may all my words serve to glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen.